Compass FM. It is 27 past 10. As promised, Julie Best is here. She is from Wellbeing North Canterbury. How are you today?
Oh, good, thank you, Kate. Very well. Although a bit chilly out there, so I've had to put the warm coat back on.
We were just saying it's been beautiful, then it gets bad.
But I know.
Good weather still to come, hopefully.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Just not well, anytime soon.
It is spring, no matter what it looks like over the next couple of days.
It is spring. And it's Mental Health Awareness Week this week.
It is. It sort of seems to have rolled around quickly. I know that the good folk at the Mental Health Foundation have that annually, but it seems to have crept up on us this year. But it's a good time to sort of be aware of our mental health and what we can do about it. Yeah, and of course this year they've chosen as the theme the 5 ways to wellbeing, which I think I've been here and talked about before, and I know that you guys have been talking about them each day this week, which has been lovely. So it's probably a good time just to sort of recap them, that they are everyday tools to just help you boost your mental health and your general sense of wellbeing. They are backed by evidence and promoted quite widely, as I said, by the Mental Health Foundation, and you can introduce them into your life at any time, and they don't have to be big things. So the first one I think was take notice.
Okay.
You will have talked about earlier this week, did you? And that's just being mindful of what's occurring in the present moment, just taking notice of what's around you. You know, like if you are out for a walk, you know, notice that we've got trees blossoming, you know, we've got some daffodils opening, that sort of thing. Checking in with yourself, how am I feeling? What do I need right now? And it might be time for a cup or time to step outside and get some fresh air. So taking notice is nice.
Looking after yourself.
It absolutely is. And we quite often, we get busy, 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 and we don't stop and do that. But you can give yourself a couple of minutes. It's like, oh, you know, and really noticing. And then, talking about giving yourself, because give is another one.
It's the second one, isn't it?
It is, to carry out, you know, and carrying out acts of kindness actually boosts our own happiness and we feel better for it. And that doesn't have to be huge either. You don't have to put your hand in your pocket and give in that way. If you want to, that's lovely. If you're able to, that's lovely. If you can't, it can be just as simple as smiling at someone in the supermarket and giving that smile, and or taking some baking in to work if you're a baker, you know. Or if you want to get involved with your community, you might give your time and volunteer, but certainly giving does help. And then another one is being active.
Tell us about that.
Being active, so widely recognised as absolutely crucial for our physical health, but it's also a really powerful mood booster. So it gets those endorphins going the more active you are. For some of us, we're not fit enough to be super active, but it can just be a walk around the block. Mm. It's just getting up and moving yourself. So, you know, some people, you know, rather than sitting having a chat with people, might walk and have that chat. Have that meeting, walking, getting outside in your garden, doing your veggie garden, starting a veggie garden. Yeah. All those are active, going for a walk. And if you go for a walk and take notice, then you're combining the taking notice and as well as being active.
Yeah.
And then if you go for a walk with friend or family member, then you are connecting, which is the fourth way
the
to
fourth
well-being.
Day.
So you can roll these things together. It doesn't have to be one after the other. Mm. And connection makes us feel seen and heard and understood. And when we connect with others, we do fuel our own happiness. Generally, we're aware there can be connections that are not so happy, but we're not talking about those today.
I guess that was number one, being mindful.
That's right.
Taking notice.
Taking notice, reading the signs, not conversing with them today.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. So, you know, and connecting with people, it might just be, introducing yourself to a new neighbour, arranging to visit someone you haven't seen for a while, or texting them even, and they text back, you know. The one thing about, you know, technology nowadays is it does help us to connect with people.
That's true.
And some families are doing things like putting devices away, getting out the board games, you know, doing things together as a family is really good.
Yes.
And then the fifth way, which is today's theme on the Mental Health Awareness Week website, is to keep learning.
Okay.
So this is like taking our brain to the gym. So our brains will, you know, just really benefit by the more we keep learning. We're building these pathways in our brains, sort of like, you know, if you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you can do that gets the brain going, puzzles, you know, crossword puzzles, Sudokus, jigsaw puzzles, trying out a new hobby, something you've always wanted to learn, if you can do that, or asking your children to share something they learnt today.
You know, that's a good idea.
So that you're then learning it, joining a class. You know, if you join a fitness type class, then you're keeping active as well, and other people are there, so you're connecting.
So
you can roll these in together.
Take the instructor some baking. She'll love that.
Oh, there you go. You're giving as well.
Exactly.
You see, so yeah, that could be your task. How can you roll all five in together? Yeah,
totally.
I'm sure you can. Yeah.
So we're taking notice, giving, being active, connecting with others, and keeping on learning.
Absolutely.
Where do we find out more about the five ways to well-being? Because I think that if you're not feeling feeling a bit blah, you're not going to remember these things, and those are times when you need them.
Absolutely. So the Mental Health Foundation website is an absolute go-to. They've always got things on there. At the moment, they've got a Mental Health Awareness Week website as well, connecting off there, which has got a nice little guide on it that you can download if you want to.
Wonderful.
Then the Sparklers website is a really good one for practicing the five ways of well-being with your tamariki.
Okay.
So, you know, getting your kids involved, because they're, you know, they're into learning at the moment, even if they don't say they like school, but their brains are like sponges. So getting them involved is great. It's building up their resilience as they grow. However, just one thing that we are aware of, that sometimes when we have these Mental Health Awareness Weeks, it can bring up some sadness or distress for people.
Mm.
There is always help available for that. Easiest one is to ring or text 1737, and someone there will talk to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're there to help and listen. On the Community Wellbeing North Canterbury Trust website, we've got a whole list of other numbers for helplines and links to mental health resources. So that's another great place to go to find out more. And our website, and our Facebook page has got, we keep popping up tips there and then. So, you know, if you want to follow the Community Wellbeing North Canterbury Trust website and Facebook page, you'll find it there.
That's good. And if it pops up regularly, it's helpful, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Julie Best, she is from the North Canterbury Wellbeing Trust. Thanks for coming in and having a chat with us about the five ways to wellbeing, Mental Health Awareness Week.
You're welcome.
Compass FM.